Hey Nick.
Hey John.
How you like my new car?
That's really up there.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. You get it? Cause
yeah, I get it.
Not
it,
like
no, it's it, yep, this
not
is
drugs,
this is stranger
stuff. Just like in this it's a fly. It can it's in this guy. This is John, the leader of the podcast. My full name is John Began, actually, if you were wondering. And this is my co-host. Go on. Oh, not having it?
My name is Daniel. I'm 8 years old. My daddy works at the power plant, and I like carrots.
Wow, thanks, Daniel. So, basically, we had a little bit of a budget cut, and due to child labor laws, I'm having a little bit of fun hiring kids for free. So, Daniel, why don't you teach me about hybrid cars?
I thought you said there'd be juice.
Right. Daniel, what did we talk about?
After the podcast.
Yeah. Now tell me about flying cars.
I drew one once with some crayons, but all I had was a yellow one and a white piece of paper, so it didn't show up very well, but I did have a black crayon and I drew some
wheels with
it. Damn it,
Daniel.
Hey, we made it to a joke.
Right? Oh, that's real dark in that joke cave, but we got out.
We got out.
Saw the light.
Which means this is Stranger Still.
And it's a podcast where we answer questions you didn't think to ask.
And I'm Nick Wood,
and
not
I'm
Daniel.
Right. I'm John Began. That was called the acting. That was called acting.
Yeah. It was probably very convincing.
We didn't cover acting yet, but we'll get there.
We'll get there someday.
Look it up for now.
Yeah. Go to Google, type in acting, click on the first thing you see. John, are you excited to talk about flying cars?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
I'm high in the sky for what are we going to talk about first?
Well, who has the best flying car in your opinion?
Well, first thing you think of is that terrible, terrible, awful cartoon, The Jetsons.
Why is that awful?
Why is it good?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that memorable funny joke that they had where
yeah. Robots.
The, right.
Yep. Well, like, besides Doc Brown, because obviously Doc Brown has the best flying car.
Right.
And then there's the Jetsons. That sucks. We know that sucks. Who's your? What's your favorite beyond those?
Hmm. I don't know. Probably some kind of super secret thing Elon Musk has flying around his garage.
I was going to say Robin Williams' car in Flubber, but...
Wow, you really know your references here. It's almost like you did your research.
Yeah. Or the car in Harry Potter. It's in that picture right there.
Wow, the one that gets punched in the nostrils by a tree.
By a tree. I didn't know cars had nostrils, but we're going to learn a lot about cars today.
Well, that's what I'm here to learn about. I want to know the anatomy of the car, the ins and outs, the nostrils to the bones.
Yep, and we're going to do it. We're not going to cover all of the digestive tract of a car, but we'll save it for another episode. How's that?
Okay.
I think everyone can agree that Back to the Future has the best flying car.
Yeah, like, no, it was
unanimously.
Right. Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Well, it's Back to the Future, and everyone's complaint seems to be that Back to the Future 2 takes place in 2015, where they had flying cars, and not just like a couple flying cars, a ton of flying cars, and air roads, and eventually Doc Brown makes a flying train, and here we are in 2017 with no flying cars.
I've seen some things on the internet, Nicholas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, let me get to chemtrails, okay? We'll start there.
Yep.
So basically, no, I've seen some flying cars, and they're real.
Yeah? What have you seen lately, though?
It looks like a terrible, terrible jet ski that floats above water.
Oh, yeah. We'll get into some of the people that have tried to make flying cars, but those don't really count.
Yeah, cars should have wheels, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they fly, maybe not.
So... One point that I was going to make later, based on this Popular Mechanics article I read, like, they said that...
Side note, on Popular Mechanics.
Yeah.
Did you see what Mike was wearing?
Mike?
Yeah. He was, like, the most popular mechanic of October last month.
Uh-uh.
Last year.
You were reading it?
Yeah. He was, oh my god, he's so popular. He's got this new blue jumpsuit, and, like, everybody wants to chill with Mike.
every time I think of the popular magazine brand, like Popular Science, Popular Mechanics, I always think of Strong Bad when Strong Sad is talking about Popular Science, and Strong Bad's like, more like Nerdular Nerdens. And that's the rest of that joke.
Yep. Wait. I'll do another version of it where I got the joke.
Yeah.
You need to watch
Homestar Runner.
He's so bad.
There's at least one person out there that's very disappointed in you right now. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Popular Mechanics? I don't know. They said that a flying car, as we think of it, also needs to drive on the road. Otherwise, it's not a car. It's just like a mini plane, which is a fair argument. But I have some good news for you. And actually, you brought this good news to me. So this is good news for our listeners, is that Uber is planning on making flying cars, flying taxis.
Oh, God.
I thought that'd be exciting for you.
No, that's bad.
Why is that bad?
Because think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like... Don't, like, think, like, oh, that's, like, fun. Like, actually think about it.
What scares you the most?
Okay, so, first thing, am I going to fly in a flying car right away? No. Are you? Maybe. No. I don't know. I'm not into your finances. I'm not all up on your business.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you what. There's going to be a lot of people on the ground permanently. Mm-hmm. And if there's traffic, the flying car people could just go, zoop-a-doop-boop, right over you.
That's good for them.
Yeah, where's that litter going?
What litter?
We're going to get rained on with french fries.
We're
going to get rained on with all kinds of fun litters.
Yeah. Well,
Uber's... Kitty litter, maybe?
Ew.
Is that two on the nose?
Who's litter?
Who's throwing kitty litter out the window?
Yeah.
Cats that use Uber.
Oh.
Continue.
Yeah. The whole thing is that in 5 years, they plan to release a completely electrically powered car, and I'm using air quotes, that can travel 100 miles going 150 miles per hour. So in 5 years, we might have humanoid cats that can ride in these things.
It's called Cougar. I already trademarked it. Trademark, ooh. trademark.
Go get the .com to that.
Okay.
We're using Squarespace. If you go to squarespace.com, use our promo code. We don't have a promo code. So we'll come back to this much later, the whole Uber thing. But I remember a long time ago when Discovery Channel didn't suck, they had on this program... that talked about like five different people that were working on flying cars. And this was probably like 10 or 15 years ago. And now actually probably closer to 15. And I think around that time, there was a big push for flying cars all of a sudden. Cause people are like, oh,
our ratings are down and we need to have a TV show. Okay.
No, I mean like it's one of those things that it's in all these science fiction movies and it's like, oh, we could totally make that happen. But then they can't for one reason or another. And now, like, no one really talks about it until I feel like Uber now is all of a sudden like, we're going to do it, dudes!
Yeah. There's a Silicon Valley festival of flying cars recently.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. This is what I love about companies like Uber and Google is that they just have way too much money and they don't know what to do with it. So they just like, we'll make flying cars, I guess.
Yeah.
Someone's got it, right? But cars themselves have been around for 130 years. Which to us might feel like a long time. It's back in the 1800s. But in reality, 130 years, within that 130 years, our technology hasn't changed much at all. Like, we have more efficient engines now. We have better miles per gallon. We've gotten rid of some of the more harmful chemicals that get released in the air. There's still some work to do on that.
Yeah. There was actually there's a gentleman. His name is Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that.
I've heard of him. I was a delegate for him in Iowa. Thank you. And then I went to listen to his podcast, which he had Bill Nye on. They talked about this a little bit. They talked about efficiency and how it hasn't changed much because the first cars got maybe 10 to 12 gallons per mile.
Uh-huh.
And some of the bigger trucks that we have now are getting that in certain areas.
Yep. It's part of
fossil fuels.
Well, yeah, it's partly due to our dependence on fossil fuels and people don't. For a long time, we thought we were going to run out. Like, if you go to Epcot, there's this really funny ride. I forget what it's called, but it's like Ellen DeGeneres' travel through time or something. I don't know. But it's got Ellen DeGeneres and Bill Nye, and it hasn't been updated. I went a year ago.
Yeah.
I also went 10 years ago. Same video.
Oh, no.
As 10 years ago. And at the very end, like, they go through, you go back in time, and there's all these dinosaurs to talk about how fossil fuels are made. Which they don't actually come from dinosaurs. They come from foliage fossils for the most part. Just want to clear that up real fast.
Yeah, that's why I drink gas, dude.
Yeah.
It's vegan.
It's vegan, 100%. Mostly. It depends on where you get it.
Right.
But at the very end, they're like, the problem is that we're going to run out of fuel soon. Like, we might run out in the next 50 years if we don't do something fast. And then we discovered fracking and all sorts of different reserves of fossil fuels, and now it's no longer a problem. But people still care about the environment, so there's a big push to make engines more efficient. But the relative construction of the engine is still the same. It's still the internal combustion engine made 130 years ago.
Well, Jesus fracking Christ.
I see what you did there. So now you might say, hey, what about the advancements in airbags? And they added DVD players and Blu-ray players, and now you can get Wi-Fi in your van.
Right.
Well, those things like existed outside of the car and then were added in, but the car is still the same thing. You just have more bells and whistles than you had before.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any whistles in my car yet. That's a good idea. I'm going to jot that down.
I got a bell that goes pring, 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 pring. No one can hear it but me.
Right on your steering wheel, right? Attaches? Yep. Yeah. It would be cool, though, to have hipster cars with record players built in. And every time you go over a skip.
Has to have that.
Oh, it's got to exist.
Someone's got to.
They did just come out with the rice steaming car in Japan.
What?
It's got a built-in rice steamer, dude. So when you're like, hey, bud, I'll be over in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Let me get this pot boiling with my auto start.
That's interesting. They don't have a lot of cars over there because there's not a lot of, I mean, most people take the train and stuff.
Well, the problem is, why do you need a car when you have rice steamers inside?
That's the chief complaint you have. But we're in what I would call a boom right now. Within the last decade, things have changed as far as what we think of a normal car being. Like, now we have hybrids and we have fully electric cars, a couple of those out on the roads now. And even more recently, like in the last year or two, we have self-driving cars from Uber and Google, which is completely frightening to me, but also super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd want to be in that car.
I think I would.
Really?
I think I get a lot of Plants vs. Zombies Heroes leveling up the done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's driverless.
No, I think most of the time I'd get in the car. Does it talk to you too when you sit in?
It's like, I don't think so.
I mean, Siri talks to me. Google has their own thing going, right? They have their own little friend.
Yeah.
So you get in, you're like, Alexa, go to Nick's house. And then I would sit back. I'd buckle in my seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
I'd maybe
be responsible.
You know, think about throwing on a podcast. And I'd sit back and I'd go, for about 30 minutes, and then I'd pull in your driveway.
Yeah. That's a long drive.
Well, yeah. Maybe sip some water in between to make sure.
I think that you got in the Apple car, and the directions are very bad in the Apple car.
Yeah, lots of loops.
Yeah. Remember that? Apple Maps?
Really, I'm excited for flying cars so we can do vertical loops like a roller coaster.
Yeah? Like a barrel roll?
I'm just going in circles, but you're just looping?
Yeah. So, anyway, we're in this boom. And I'd say it's not unreasonable to think in 5 years we could have flying cars, right?
Nick, I've got lied to by Doc Brown before. What am I supposed to think, huh?
Well, luckily, Doc Brown doesn't work at Uber. So.
Okay.
But also, we probably won't have flying cars in 5 years.
Yeah, I'm not hopeful. We'll have dumb jet skis that Silicon Valley people can ride around on.
Over water?
Sure.
Yeah. So Uber's plans have, not surprisingly, been met with a lot of criticism, mostly because it seems like a really expensive, unfeasible pipe dream of theirs.
Yeah, but come on, let's be honest, right now,
for real.
Sure. How many people back in the day were like, oh, you're going to put wheels on a carriage and drive around the city with that rock power?
And here we are.
And then the horses were like, we need jobs.
And I was like, nay. So these people criticizing Uber might not necessarily be saying this stuff just to be jerks. I feel like many of them are just being realists, whereas Uber might not be taking logic into account. So like I said, I was reading this article in Popular Mechanics trying to figure out why we don't have flying cars yet. Because I think that's what everyone wants to know out there. And their argument was pretty weak. It basically said people have tried, but they end up being car-shaped planes. And they said, when people think of flying cars, they don't think of a plane that drives on roads. They think of a car that flies in the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's because the wheels are too tiny. It doesn't count. That's some stellar research, guys.
I know. Like that, they kind of left it at that. They had a little bit more, which I'll also talk about. But when you scratch beyond the surface, that actually becomes kind of a fair point. Because they linked to another article that they had written, which... it's kind of annoying. They could have just put it all in there. But it was also to an article of people that have tried to make flying cars in the past. And just looking at the pictures, it's easy to tell the problems that you'd encounter because these things are huge. They are planes.
Yeah.
Like, even more recently, they're still, like, they've tried making plane cars, is what I'm going to call them, where the wings fold up to get closer to the car.
Yeah.
They still weigh a ton, and they're still just planes. That's not going to fit on the road, unless, like...
Under the awning of a gas station.
Yeah. To fill it up. That's also a problem.
You'd have to rebuild all of the roads, and you'd have to get laws passed by Congress.
Well, that's a whole different issue we'll get into in just a little bit. The other problem is simply fuel. It takes a ton of fuel to fly an airplane, and you'd have to have at least a portion of that for a flying car. And first of all, that's not environmentally feasible or environmentally friendly. But I remember from that Discovery special that someone was powering their flying car attempt with jet fuel, which it's not going to be cheap. You can't just go down to the corner and get, I'm just going to grab a couple gallons of jet fuel.
Yeah, not at the corner, Nick. Sign up for Groupon, dude. I'm telling you.
I know. But they made that Super Bowl ad a few years ago. It was very insensitive. I haven't used them since.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, I'll show you the ad later.
Okay.
There's a couple other points, and this one's, I think, the most disappointing is that flying cars just aren't profitable right now. And many times, these ventures, like you try to find out where these people in this Discovery special are now, they haven't gotten much farther in the 15 years since they were on that. And it's because most of them end up going nowhere, and it's just sinking millions of dollars into nothing. Who's going to fund that?
Like a one-off project that's not reproducible on a mass scale?
Yeah. Or beyond that, if you actually do start making them on a massive scale, someone has to pay for all that research that was done, all that R&D, and that price is put into what you pay for the actual vehicle. So it's going to be astronomically priced, and no one's going to be able to afford it unless you're like Elon Musk, and you're already going to the moon.
Come on, he probably has so many flying cars already.
Yeah, he hasn't told us. They're all underground, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, which you kind of hinted at before, is air traffic control and laws and regulations. And this seems to be the biggest criticism, as far as I could see, with Uber's idea right now. Uber's concept isn't so much of a car as it is a pilotless helicopter. And it looks like a mini helicopter with wings, and there's these two little propellers on each wing and then two more on the tail. And
no, it's just a big drone that holds people.
Yeah, it holds like two people is what it looks like. And let's just imagine for a second that they were able to get that to work. It's not so much a car, but it is a flying vehicle that's commercial. It's not like a private one passenger plane that people fly for hobbies or whatever. So let's imagine that they do get that to work. And I'm working from an article on Wired here. They talk about how eventually, if they did get it to work, there'd be like 50 or 100 of these in major cities like LA or something. Probably it'd start over in California. Well, the FAA has to regulate that. Or they regulate where planes go and when, so that they don't hit each other.
Yeah.
And their technology is unfortunately super old and bad. And they couldn't keep up with 50 cars in just a few mile radius. Like, they would be all over the place crashing into each other. And unless they had some sort of technological advance in the next 5 years, that's a major problem.
Can I solve this real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. You start with one or two.
Mm-hmm.
You only land on rooftops of buildings.
That seems to be their plan as well.
And every drone is only permitted to fly at a certain height.
Yep, I think that's the plan too.
Okay.
But they still have to know where these are going so that they don't crash into each other, which is also a problem. It's bad enough getting into an accident on the highway going 70 miles an hour. Imagine getting into an accident going 150 miles an hour, hundreds of feet above the air.
Or running out of gas.
Well, in this case, it'd be electricity.
I would think, okay, so here's another foolproof they probably thought about and worked into it.
Mm-hmm.
Auto landing, that's going to have parachutes built in. It's going to have backup systems that only kick on when you're out of gas, that find the nearest place and get you down safe. But you spend all of this money, millions, billions of dollars, you have one accident. That's it. Forever. You're done.
Your whole operation is done.
You're done. At that point, no one's going to trust it. Yeah. People are already afraid of flying on giant safe planes.
Yeah. When there's only, like, I don't know how many there's in the air, but there's not hundreds in the same area.
Yeah.
But there's also, I did manage to find an article on Popular Mechanics.
Yeah.
Nerdulence.
Yeah, a bunch of nerds.
Yeah. They had an article with 6 reasons why the Uber air taxis won't work. That's what they called it. Their points boiled down, mostly, like, all of the reasons boiled down to energy usage. Because, as I said before, their plan isn't to use fuel. So that scratches the whole gasoline, jet fuel thing off the list.
Yeah.
Their plan is 100% electricity.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Well, Popular Mechanics points out that lifting anything off the ground takes a ton of energy. Because you have to, especially like a straight lift in a helicopter, you have to generate enough lift that it overcomes the weight of the vehicle itself. That takes a lot of work, no matter what the weight is.
Right. I'm pretty professionally acquainted with that situation. So when I was a little kid, I was like, okay, so I could jump pretty high because I'm pretty good at jumping.
Yeah.
And I thought like, well, if I can jump really high and then jump off a tree, I could jump much higher.
Yeah.
And if there's a tree on the other side, I could just keep going forever.
Yeah.
And I was like, why can't I do that with my own legs?
Yeah.
So I used to have this thought that I would jump up in the air and then use my right leg to jump off my left leg.
Yeah.
And then use my left leg to jump off my right leg.
Yeah.
And I could go up like 50, 60 feet in the air. So
did
if you
try
take
it?
Well, I didn't get there yet.
Okay, go on.
So why can't we you know, why doesn't it just work? Like my little kid brain.
Gravity.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
we can try it right now live on the air if you want to.
You want me to try to jump off my legs?
Yeah, do it. He's standing up.
I'm going to jump off your wall.
Okay. Don't put a hole in it. It's pretty thin. Find a stud. Take your socks off.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
I found a stud. It's you.
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't work.
So they want to use electricity to generate all this lift, right?
Yeah.
And that's going to take a lot of electricity, which would take a lot of batteries, which is Popular Mechanics' point, is that batteries weigh a lot. We don't have technology right now to make super small, super powerful batteries.
So, again,
yeah.
I recommend it with my whole heart.
Jump off your leg.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh.
But listen to the Bernie Sanders podcast episode with Bill Nye, the science man.
Yeah, how did they tackle that?
So what he said was, if you want to make a lot of money in your engineering school, he said, first of all, I love you. He's an engineer who was born and raised in America.
Yep.
But he also said that the most profitable future you can have is to find ways to make big batteries that power big machines smaller. So that's the biggest thing. I mean, for solar power right now, I think they're like under 20% efficient for the most part with all the energy that they're collecting. If you can move that up to 25%, you can make giant changes to the world because things will start switching over and it'll be cheaper to make that stuff too.
Yeah.
Depending on how you use your materials. So if you can find a way to make bigger batteries for solar power, store more energy and get smaller and smaller and smaller, all these problems, it sounds like, will be solved because everybody's issue in Popular Mechanics or in whatever you're mentioning is really comes down to, it's just going to cost too much energy.
Energy and profitability. I don't remember if it was in Popular Mechanics or not, but there was one article that said pound for pound, electricity is 1/100th the amount powerful than gasoline. If that makes sense. That's not how I should have said it.
Gasoline is 100 times more powerful than electricity.
Yes, that's how I should have said it.
But
plants
take energy from the sun and photosynthesize it into energy that's like little nuclear powerhouses.
Yeah, that we'll get there someday.
Maybe. We're just not there yet.
Yeah.
Watch Cosmos.
I should. I need to.
It's
You've
great.
Been telling me for years. So, to wrap things up, do you want to recap?
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
Invent small batteries and then we'll fly.
Okay. There you go. Good recap. Right. I just think it's funny. Like, the last time I asked you to recap is this really long, drawn out, like, paragraph, and this one's just...
It's true.
I know. So... Right now, the kind of the leading theories on how we're going to achieve a flying car is, like you said, the dumb ones that use water propulsion, but you have to be over water to use it. And we have jetpacks like that. We've had jetpacks like that for a long time. The other leading theory on flying cars is Michio Kaku is big into like superconducting magnets.
Yeah.
And so people have talked about how we're going to do hoverboards. And basically, the leading theory on that is you have a giant magnet that's like a half pipe. And then on the bottom of the skateboard, you have another magnet. And the superconductors can make it hover.
Yeah. That's going to be really fun for the first 5 seconds before it flips and sucks down onto the...
Yeah. Well, then, like, his idea was then to extrapolate that into cars, and that's how we can make cars go
into just magnetic roads, then.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Again, we'd have to replace all of the roads, and that would be very expensive.
Yeah, but if you do kind of like what Elon Musk is doing with the Hyperloop, where he's just doing point A to point B, LA to San Francisco, I think.
Yeah.
You could do that with magnets and cars, right? Yeah. It'd just be more like an Amtrak than a flying car for a bit.
Yeah, well, we all know how Amtrak has been faring lately. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to derail us.
What else you got?
Transition music. John.
Yeah.
Where can people find us?
StrangerSocial.com. Yeah, you didn't expect that one first,
did you? Yeah, we usually go with either Twitter or Facebook.
It's first. A service-based internet website where you can answer questions that you didn't think about asking. How's that for flowing off the tip of my phalanges and tongue?
I wiggled them. Oh, yeah. You did the wiggly wigglies.
Right.
You can also find us on Facebook if you search for Stranger Still.
Or on Twitter. I don't know how Twitter works, man.
Someone tell us how to make Twitter work.
You know what
us.
I think it is?
Yeah. No, I don't. You tell me.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't tweet enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you have to tweet, like, I don't know, five times
a million
an
times
hour?
A day.
10 times an hour?
Someone tell us how Twitter works, because
it's very frustrating. You have to say something that you read someone else say, but don't let them know that you read that from them.
Yeah.
And then people will think that you came up with that, right? And then if you do that enough, it's kind of like throwing spaghettis at the wall. One of them's going to stick.
Yeah.
Then you got to retweet, and you're famous.
And you're famous.
Right.
So, you said we got some questions on the face base.
We did. Did you pull them up?
Yeah, I got some.
Did you answer them?
No.
We're going to do it right now.
All
right.
Jace O'Neill wanted to know, why is The Jetsons the best cartoon ever and only 3 seasons?
Oh.
Ah.
Yikes.
I think you kind of ruined that one.
Really? Threw that one under the bus?
Yeah.
What's the next question, Nick?
Well, first of all, Jason, to answer your question, Scooby-Doo is the best cartoon ever, and it is much longer than 3 seasons long. So, Maddie R., our favorite Maddie R., he said, if I bought one flying car, would you and John Began go to dinner with me in it?
In the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you don't need a flying car to get me to go to dinner with you, but also yes.
This is a great news.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's saving up for it.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we would sit down and, you know, pour some glasses of wine. You could have some little boy grape juice or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll squeeze out a juice box into a big boy glass.
Can I have an Ecto Cooler?
Yeah, and then we'll sit back and he'll say, okay, I'm going to fire this thing on, and all of a sudden, this is delicious! Are these vegan meatballs? I love the raspberry! It really adds to the flavor profile!
Yeah. Yeah, and then we land, and I wouldn't be able to hear.
Right. Yeah, but it would be terrifying and scary and awful.
Yeah.
But delicious, I'm sure. He's a great cook.
Yeah. Is he?
He grows his own vegetables.
Matt!
Yeah.
Oh, I need to have some of these. Ryan M. also wanted to know if road rage would now be called air anger.
Which, I'm just so proud of him.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's perfect.
Air anger.
Did you got nothing?
I was just so impressed. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be much more dangerous to have air anger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think windows are going to open in flying cars. You?
That if you're going 150 miles an hour, I really hope not. Otherwise, you'd be sucked to the back of the thing.
Yeah.
It would be pretty funny. Yeah.
Except, I mean, I guess there are probably going to be drones and stuff eventually that'll drop confetti, and that's their only job.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Just to boost morale in
this
country.
Oh, look, it's New Year's Eve. Let's fly some drones. Look at that. Look at that paper falling.
Yeah, thanks for the litter. Better be biodegradable. But Trump took all our regulations away, so they're all made of children's tears and wax.
Okay, Snowflake. What's the next question?
Kevin Davies. Our good friend Kevin Davies wanted to know what kind of licensing you would need. How would you handle lanes and roads?
A driver's license. Up and down. Next.
Up and down lanes. Since self-driving cars would seem much safer than human driving ones, would we skip straight to self-driving cars? And yeah, actually, that's Uber's plan, is that it's all done by computers. So
neat. I wonder if you could use like some kind of archaic method to keep cars in lanes. Something more reliable, like
radio frequencies? Well, yeah, I've thought about this so much. Like, you could even go simpler. Well, actually, radio frequencies might be the easiest way. But, like, you already have lines on the road.
Yeah.
What if you just put, like, little lights on the road And then you had cameras on either side of the car, like on the front and back, and mm-hmm. they would just look for these lights. And if you were too close to one light, it would move you back to, closer to the other light.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
That's how, yeah, and you can have them different colors.
Yeah.
Maybe red and blue, which yeah. is the cups that we have on our desk.
Red and blue, or like
those are white good colors. And no, red and blue. I don't... See, this is why flying cars don't exist. People get into fights. I want red, he wants blue.
Right.
Okay. But then what about up and down lanes?
Up and down lanes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Altitude ranges that you have to stay in between?
That could be possible. That might even be safer. If like if you're going northbound, then you are at 200 feet. And if you're going southbound, you're at 100 feet, something like that.
Yeah. And I bet you the best way to have this like tested out in a little microcosm is going to be package delivery with drones.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to exist first, and we can work out the kinks on that.
Well, we already are working on that.
Yep, and then in 5,000 years, we'll have our first flying car.
It seems like
and it'll
that,
deliver
right?
the first delivery of water to the new United States, population 20.
Oh, that's really sad.
No, it's fine.
Am I still alive? It's 5,000 years. I'm not alive.
It's very complicated.
Unless I invent time travel.
What's the next question, Nick?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Oh, real fast. Leave us a review on iTunes. Please. Thank you.
Also. If you're listening to this and you share this with your hands or your mouth
or your tentacles.
Right.
I'm not going to assume your race.
Yeah. Whatever you are.
I'm not going to assume your species.
Wherever you are. Share this on the internet. Tell a friend with your mouth. Mm-hmm. Use your tongue to articulate words to them.
Yeah.
Tell them strangesocial.com. This is the only way that we grow. We don't have advertising. but we need your help.
Absolutely.
To change the future of America and make them smart, educated, and laughable people.
Yes.
Like they can
have
laugh.
Sense of humor, yes.
Yeah, not that they're, like, we're not laughing at
it's
you.
It's a dying breed. People that laugh.
Right. We're going to all evolve one day to laugh without smiling. Creepy.
John has this game that I think everyone should know about, whereas you try to convincingly laugh without smiling. Like, make a convincing laugh noise without smiling. The closest John can get is... there's a little bit of a smile there. That doesn't even sound much like a laugh. My favorite is the Zach Galifianakis one from Dinner with Schmucks.
Dinner for Schmucks?
Yeah, where he's like... That's the best way to do it.
It's so good. Let's make a video for this real quick.
Okay.
And we'll do that after. I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this has been
Stranger Still.